Hey there, Sizzlin' Scotty, coming at you with another fantastic recipe. And any time is a great time to get a good pasta dish in you. The just freshness of pasta with everything you have, in this case, some fresh veggies, always works. This is a cheeseburger pasta salad that I know you'll enjoy. We're going to start out with 12 ounces of whole wheat pasta, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 small sweet onion chopped, 2 large cloves of garlic chopped, some salt and pepper, 1 pound of ground beef, a half a cup of cherry tomatoes chopped, a quarter cup of red onion chopped, a half a cup of pickles chopped. We're gonna need about a half a cup of shredded lettuce, 3/4 of a cup of cheddar cheese, and we're gonna need 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise and 1.5 tablespoons of ketchup that we're gonna create a little dressing with. Now, cook the pasta to al dente according to the package directions. Drain the water from the pasta. Place the pasta in a large bowl. Set it aside to cool. While the pasta is cooking in a pan over medium heat, add your olive oil, sweet onions, and garlic. Season with the salt and pepper. Now, saute that veggie mixture until soft and fragrant, about 3 to 5 minutes. Add the ground beef to the veggie mixture. Crumble the meat while cooking until that beef is no longer pink, about 7 to 10 minutes. Drain the beef mixture and add in with a little bit of salt and more pepper if needed. Now, place it in a separate bowl to cool. Add the cooled beef mixture to the tomatoes, the onions, the pickles and lettuce, and the cheddar cheese to combine. In a small bowl, stir the ketchup and mayonnaise together until smooth, a really simple dressing. Pour that dressing over the salad, plate it up, and serve it up, and you've got a cheeseburger pasta salad that brings the fresh ingredients and the flavor to your backyard get together or tailgate, whichever you prefer. You can find this awesome cheeseburger pasta salad podcast at www.pmn2.com. Until next time, this is Sizzlin' Scotty.